If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Paul Nolte joining us right now on the phone line, Senior Wealth Advisor, Market Strategist for Murphy and Silvest. Paul, what I wanted to ask you was, you know, as you look at the markets reacting to a ceasefire that doesn't seem to be going great, green. Yesterday, things were not so bad. Anytime there's good news, I think this market, or even potential good news, this market loves it. I know we've been kind of flat the last month, Paul, but I just feel like it's a... Everyone is craving good news and want the good times to roll on forever. I just don't know if there's as much hesitation as I expected from the market. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. That's kind of a mouthful question.
Okay.
But that is at the heart of what has been going on over the last 2-3 years. Our contention is that there's a lot of money still flowing around in the economy. If you look at the Fed's balance sheet, you look at the amount of money that the federal government has pushed out into the economy where, you know, since COVID, there's still a lot of money flowing around the globe and in the financial systems and the economy in general. And investors have gotten very used to, okay, we got to buy the dip. So after the tariffs, you know, the markets went down fairly dramatically, and investors bought that pretty aggressively. And here we are back up at 6,000 plus, not too far away from all-time highs. Over the weekend, the markets kind of sold off a little bit. You saw it in the futures. You saw the oil market pop up, and investors stepped in. And, you know, it's that rinse and repeat. I think what's going to take for the market to go down dramatically over a period of time is economic strain. If you look back in history, the geopolitical stuff is very short-term in nature. But if you wind up with a recession or something along those lines, that's where you see the markets really come off 10, 15, 20% or so. The geopolitical stuff is, for the market's perspective, noise.
Right. And I'm not cheering for a down market. I just wonder, as people continue to invest, are things overpriced? That's a simplified way of putting it. But it just fills me with trepidation when you're right. Like, we see these natural, normal corrections or dips of 5% or whatever, but then boom, that quick snap back, and it happens kind of time and time again. It makes you wonder if just it's too rosy of a picture. Although, you know, the economic data isn't flashing red, maybe some yellow signs, right, Paul?
No. Yellow, yes. You know, when we look at the jobs data, the weekly jobless claims, because we can't wait once a month, we have to do this on a weekly basis just because we're all a little bent that way. That data is actually in line with what we see during decent economic growth. Consumer prices generally have been coming down. And the discussion around tariffs, is it inflationary, is it not? Early read, not so much yet, but the Fed is, and Powell, who we will hear from later today, is in the camp, well, let's kind of wait and see. And they have, I think, enough runway to wait and see what happens with the data. But you're right, the markets on a whole, the S&P 500 specifically, and tech in general, is very expensive historically. And that normally means that your forward rates of return over the next 5-7 years tend to be in the low to mid single digit return. So you're not likely to see the 20 to 30% returns we've seen the last couple of years. And that's what we've seen so far this year. You know, the market's up about 2-2.5% year to date.
Well, then break that down for someone who's maybe like 5 to 10 years out from retirement, right? And they think maybe the next 5 or 10 years will be like the last 5 or 10 years with these maybe double-digit yearly gains on the average. What's the game plan as you get a little closer here now to the finish line of work?
Historically, you would want to shift more toward bonds. And really, for a lot of our clients, we're already there. The thought being that I can buy a 5-year bond, a 5-year treasury, and pick up 4% or so, maybe a little bit better than that. And that is actually better than what the projected return is on the market. So we've been underweighting equities a bit. We're not giving up on them and saying, okay, we got to have zero, but we're underweighting equities a bit and in favor of buying treasuries or buying some bonds here for that safety, the security, and the lack of volatility, and it allows us all to sleep a little bit better at night and reduce the amount of gray hair.
How do you keep your clients from having FOMO if they see the market going up faster than their rate on the bond or treasuries is? Is it reminding them that FOMO is better than oh no?
It all comes back to the financial planning part. What do you need as far as a rate of return to maintain your lifestyle and to be successful in retirement? So we kind of go, all right, here's the pile of money that we have. Here's all of our income sources that we're going to have. Here's the amount of spending that we're going to have. And, what is that rate of return that we need in order to extend to age 100 or 105, pick a number, before you have to jump off the bridge and say, okay, we have no more money, we're done. And so it comes back to that number, and we always will counsel clients that that is really your target. It's not what the S&P does. It is what you need in order to be successful in retirement. And that's different for you, different for me, different from, John Doe down the street. So yeah, that's really more the focus than it is, we have to keep pace with the S&P 500.
Yeah, get that plan together. Then let Paul Nolte look at the numbers and you enjoy what you're doing and stop looking every day. Paul, I got to scoot. Right. Thank you so much for your time as always.
Take care. Thank you.
Senior Wealth Advisor, Market Strategist for Murphy and Sylvest.